This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Four women and three men were found buried in the yard of a boarding house on F Street in Sacramento in 1988. Two more bodies were found elsewhere. If this was a game show, I could say, name that serial killer, and chances are you probably could. A new play about this killer and her era has been commissioned for California Stage in Sacramento. It's titled Dorothea Puente Tells All, An Evening with the Magnanimous, Distinguished, and Noble Lady of Sacramento. Dorothea Puente is the accused and convicted serial killer. She died in prison in 2011. I talked yesterday with the play's director, Megan Cooper, and with Janice Stevens, who is Dorothea. You might know Janice's powerful work in taking on intense, singular women, including Vivian Leigh, Joan Didion, and Kate Hepburn. So I asked her about the Dorothea Puente presented in this play.
It's very clear from the top of the show that this is a imagined evening where Dorothea has the opportunity to maybe come out of prison for a quick visit to her town of Sacramento to tell her side of the story from her point of view. The fact that throughout the entire process of her arrest and conviction, she never admitted to anything. She wasn't allowed to speak at her trial. And I can imagine why the lawyers made that decision, because she might have well self-incriminated. But she was also a very persuasive person, which is why she was able to pull the wool over so many people's eyes for so long. So the woman that I'm portraying is the woman who has this opportunity for an evening with a group of people from the community of Sacramento to say, I want you to appreciate my side of the story.
You lived here during that time?
You know, I was spending half of my time living in Vienna, Austria in 1988, 89, 90. So I was aware
because
of this.
Because the whole world was aware of
yes,
this story.
But I wasn't really, you know, just captivated by it because I wasn't here all of the time to really follow it.
But did you come in with ideas about who this woman was? And then did Mark Lowenstern, the playwright, show you something different that he found in his discovery?
I knew that Ray Tatter, who runs the 25th and R Complex, California Stage, Wilkerson, and Three Penny Stages, I knew that Ray was seeking a playwright for this subject matter for a number of years. And when Ray first told me about it, which was probably at least 5 years ago, if not longer, I said to him, if that ever comes to pass, I'd really be interested in playing the role. And so we've kind of talked about it over the years. I didn't know that much about her other than, of course, the scandal of it all. But I was taken with the idea of portraying somebody who was a real person who kind of goes beyond Lady Macbeth and Hedda Gabler and so many of those dicey ladies that I've played over my career, mm-hmm. and having the opportunity to explore that real personality. And what Mark showed me and my feeling on the role is that she was not a sociopath. She didn't murder because she got off on it. She had it was a means to an end for her, but she was, I believe, cut off from her soul. I think that the abuse she suffered in her childhood, and this is no excuse for her behavior, but the abuse she suffered in her childhood, I think, drove her to a place where she just, she turned that part of herself off and she just operated.
Megan, you came at this story sooner in a way than as the director, because Ray wrote a little bit of the background that Janice just alluded to, mm-hmm. saying that sometime between 2002 and 2004, he considered the idea of a play about Dorothea Puente, but he wasn't sure there was any value in such a psychodrama. Mm-hmm. He had this conversation with you, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yeah, It was actually it was he's had the idea for a long time, and I think has actually discussed it with a number of different playwrights. But he mentioned it to me a few years ago, and I had been going back and forth between Sacramento and New York. And this playwright friend of mine, Mark Lowenstern, had just finished a play about Nellie Bly, actually, that was really, really, really good. And he was looking for his next project and was really fascinated by the concept of narcissism and really wanted to explore that topic in his next play. And I knew that that had more to do with Dorothea than sociopathy or psychopathy. It was, how do I gain more? And which is what narcissism leads to. And so I had just given him the hypothetical about the story, like, what would you do with it? And he started getting so excited about it. I thought, oh, maybe I should introduce the two of them.
And that's Mark at that time. And he spent 3 years then researching and working on a script.
He did. He came out to Sacramento numerous times and interviewed a number of the players and walked to every place that Dorothea worked and talked with locals, and pretty much everywhere he went, somebody had a story about it. In fact, even my mother and I randomly were driving down F Street when they were bringing out the first body. We saw it happen, and there was one news camera outside, and we had run home to see what was going on, because at that point in 1988 in Sacramento, you didn't see stuff like that very often. And that's when the story broke.
Her trial, the real-life trial, was moved to Monterey, 156 different witnesses. And based on what you just said, that was just a minuscule number of people who knew and talked about the story. But why now in 2020, Janice, is this play important? And why is it and could it be important for people to learn something deeper about Dorothea Puente?
Well, I think that our society right now is going through a real recognition of just how much we are taken advantage of by power and people with very narcissistic personalities who I think it's kind of rampant right now. And I'm not just talking politically, but socially. I think it has come to the fore. And the other person in the play who is very key is the social worker, outreach counselor, who's named differently in the play than the woman who actually played this role in real life. But that woman really is responsible for having broken the cycle with Dorothea by finally getting the police and getting the community to see what she was really up to. And she has a wonderful speech toward the end of the play about you need to recognize the predator before they can take advantage of you. And it's hard with people who are this persuasive. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important that people be a little bit more aware of it, so that maybe when they're in a situation where they might be taken advantage of, either personally or on a larger scope and a larger scale, that we can recognize that behavior and possibly avoid having it impact us in such negative ways.
Dorothea Puente Tells All has a run, its premiere run in Sacramento from January 24th to February 23rd, already sold out.
It is.
Already sold out says what to you, Megan? Says what to Ray? Says what to Janice? What? It's got to be more than just fascination.
I think it is more than fascination. I think part of it, too, is that you don't really hear about female serial killers. While she isn't a typical serial killer, she did kill a lot of people, and I think people just really are are interested in how something like that could happen. And also, I think in Sacramento particularly, everybody has a story about her, and everybody wants to know everyone else's take on it.
But because this was worldwide, what happens to this play after this run? I know this might be a premature question, but it seems that either at the very least the run could be extended, or the show goes to bigger stages, goes to bigger audiences.
That would be amazing. We'd love to have that happen.
She's a glamorous character, at least by the pictures, Janice. There's quite a stunning, at least in one scene, portrayal of Dorothea Puente.
Yeah, she was in our community. She was in Sacramento for a very long time, over quite a period of history. And she reincarnated herself several times. And so I think she wasn't necessarily a beautiful woman, but she had a kind of an aura that she cast around herself. And because she was chameleon-like, she has that glamour that is not the way we use glamour today, but in that sense of a kind of magic ability to shift shape. Mm-hmm. And she did this on a daily basis, and it's very much like what an actor does. It is very much about being able to turn up the heat on one part of your personality when you're with a certain person or a certain group of people, and then turn that down and pull something else out of your hat on another group of people. So in that way, she is fascinating and glamorous. Although, I find it difficult to promote much of that in terms of, she did horrible things. But I think one of the other reasons people want to come and see the play is because she wasn't allowed to speak. And I think Dorothea Puente Tells All is a title that makes people say, oh, maybe I'm going to hear something about her motives and her, why.
I'd like to close this out hearing a little bit of her voice, hearing a little bit of her. I'll let people know who might not know the history that she ran the boarding house where she supposedly poisoned her tenants. She cashed their Social Security checks. She skipped town when the first body parts were discovered in the yard. She was captured a few days later, eventually convicted of the 3 killings. There were 9 that she was accused of. And she died in prison in 2011. Her obituary made news across the country. So as we close this out, let's hear just a bit of Janice Stevens as Dorothea Puente.
It's all about preserving the search, you see. That's what the detective's thinking. If he threw me in jail, he'd have to stop digging. If I got mad and said he had to stop digging, he'd have to stop digging. That's the law. Could he get a warrant to dig up my whole yard, including under the pavilion and under the shed and under the statuary, all the additions I'd made in the past few years? Would the court let him smash all that and dig? Maybe. Who knows? It's just easier to stay on the good side of a sweet old lady, right?
Janice Stevens is Dorothea Puente. Megan Cooper is the director of the new play at California Stage by Mark Lowenstern. It's fully sold out. Dorothea Puente Tells All. But you can find more background. You can see a photo of Janice as Dorothea and learn more at capradio.org/insight. Thank you to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.